I win young Bambezilla. Shunuam and Shunuam. Shunuam will Baba.
Jacob Zuma and his ANC started celebrating early at a victory celebration billed as a thank you party for party workers and volunteers. He said he expects an overwhelming mandate.
Already, as the counting is going on, I'm told millions have voted for the ANC.
With a resounding victory for his party, Zuma is assured of being elected by the ANC-dominated parliament as the country's third president since the advent of democracy in 1994. His anticipated inauguration on May 9th will, for him, be a successful conclusion to his single-minded struggle of nearly 10 years to hold South Africa's highest office. The election has brought mixed fortunes for other parties. The Democratic Alliance, under feisty new leader Helen Zille, has done much better nationally than it did in 2004 and looks set to be the official opposition in the National Assembly with about 15% of the 400-seat House. The DA has improved its showing in the Western Cape province and looks set to win a simple majority there and thus be able to govern the province without forming a coalition. The Congress of the People, which is just 4 months old, will be the third largest party in Parliament with about 8% of the seats. It looks to edge the DA aside to become the official opposition in several provinces, and party official Julie Killian says the party is very pleased with its performance.
We have received the necessary mandate from South Africans to build a party, to effect change, and therefore the footprint that we have established in the different provinces, as well as nationally, is really giving us a good platform, and we're going to work from there.
The Inkatha Freedom Party of Mangosuthu Buthelezi has lost most of its national support, and in its stronghold province of KwaZulu-Natal, which it won in 1994, it will have to settle for about 20%. Several smaller parties have also lost significant ground, already prompting suggestions from some they should consider joining with other opposition parties. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.